We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Buggies are fucking expensive as well.
Oh my god, they were telling me about the buggy and I was like, well, thank god I didn't put my hand up for that, because buggies are crazy.
Children are just so much money.
You could get a car for what you pay for a buggy.
Literally,
you literally could.
No, you definitely could.
You get an old second. Well, I have no concept of cars.
No, you definitely
could get a catalytic converter.
It's your favourite queers, back in your ears. It's I'm Grandmam.
Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam.
Woo!
2024.
We're back at it, girls.
I don't know why 2024, I just feel like it's going to be our year.
Really? I was thinking this.
Level up, level up, level up. Or Sierra said the best.
But you know what? Do we actually need to level up again? Are we putting loads of undue pressure on ourselves?
Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. We're not going to level up in the traditional sense of the word. We're going to level up in our own way.
Like kiss more boys.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? I think, is mediocrity not all right?
No. Oh, yuck, no. Mediocre? I don't know her. Mediocre, you want to be mediocre?
No, I don't want to be.
I'm so embarrassed for you.
No, see, I'm already at a level where...
Okay.
I'm high achieving.
Okay, okay.
Can I not just sustain that instead of leveling up again?
I think we've gotten off on the wrong foot. You're confused. I don't mean level up in like a time of like, oh, we have to get out there and do like a 27 hard or whatever those girls to be doing.
Or
right?
Like run a marathon.
Oh, no. Well, I am doing that, but we'll talk about that later. Maybe a half. We'll see. But we do, I mean, level up as in like treat ourselves better, you know?
Oh, well, I'm all for that, obviously. Well, that goes without saying.
Do you know what I mean? Level up.
You know, one way in which we could level up.
What?
Would you mind? Actually, no. What I'll do is I'll bring over slippers. I was going to say, would you mind buying me a pair of slippers for when I'm in your home? I'm forever stepping on wet.
I would love that because you're the only person who's rude enough to come into my house and not take off your shoes straight away.
I always take off my shoes, you freak.
You stomp around.
I always take off
my
shoes.
It's like an episode of Step Up to the Street.
Can I ask you a question?
You're doing a stomping routine.
Why are you having people
everywhere?
Take off their shoes? When there's not a lick of carpet, and any bit of carpet that there is, the cats have ripped it to shit. Why are you telling people? Like, it's so rich. You being like, oh, would you mind taking off your shoes when the cat in the corner being like this?
They don't have any shoes on, though.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
Look, true. That's fair.
I mean? Let's address the elephant in the room, guys.
PJ's 31. PJ's
oh
way
God.
Older than me.
I
oh,
am.
My God.
I'm 31.
I didn't give you your present yet.
Shut up.
I'm going to give it to you live on air.
I didn't think you were going to get me one because I was out of the country.
No, I wouldn't get you one because last year you didn't invite me to the party. One second.
I did. You were doing panto. Oh my God, the bag and all.
Bag, baby.
Oh. You gone?
I was bringing it over from London. I was like, Ryanair going to try and count this as a third bag?
You actually got me a present. You're so cute.
Girls, I know you heard the word Ryanair there. Yeah, I know.
Well, budgeting is in for 2024.
We're future-proofing in 2024.
Am I going to do this with the mic in my
hand? Are you going to open it?
Yeah, hold it for me.
I kind of want you to open it.
Oh, are we not opening it now?
No, I do. I want you to open it.
For the listeners at home, it's a bag with loads of flowers on it.
Yeah, because you love flowers.
I do love flowers.
You have like a tattoo of a flower, so I was like, oh, he kind of likes flowers. Also,
will
there's
a card first.
Card first, don't be rude.
Am I reading it out like?
Yeah, there's nothing too much on it.
Aww, I'm loving. No, it's a Barbie card, but like budget Barbie. Cindy. Who's Cindy?
She's the other one.
The other one. Cindy's been through the wares, has she? It says, to my fabulous friend, remember, darling, you're not old, you're vintage. I love it. It's giving kitsch, it's giving mumsy.
It's ironic.
Am I going to frame it? To the co-host of my podcast, I love you. Can you not say my name? Why do I get the job title? You wouldn't give...
But to the co-host of my podcast.
To the co-host of the podcast. Love you loads. Run, run.
That's a poem, so read it like a poem. You know, it's like the gingerbread bit.
Oh, run, run as fast as you can. Just don't tell me I couldn't care less, to be honest.
Yeah, that's the poem.
A poet.
But it's
stunning.
To do with the gift.
It's to do with the gift. Oh, okay. What's that?
She's got you the running
didn't. Babe.
You need it for your marathon running, baby, or your half marathon, whatever you
a
do.
A Solomon running vest.
But that's the thing, I've gotten you
this.
This
is the best present you've ever gotten me.
I've gotten you this, but I'm like, you're not to talk to me about it now.
Okay.
Just deal. Wear it and run.
Babe, I love it. It's the best present you ever got me.
XL?
Yeah, way better than that green bag.
Do you know how tough the...
Kevin got me. 1 year, Kevin got me. This tiny green bag. And I haven't worn it once. And he keeps going to me, do you ever wear that bag? And I'm like, yeah, all the time.
No, you did wear it once. Look, you know, obviously when you're buying a bag online, so I don't know how many litres, you know, is big.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I can only picture like a 2 litre or a 5 litre because of like bottles of water and stuff. Yeah. And obviously like a 5 litre bottle of water is big.
Yeah, so you don't.
Someone said it's 5 litres. I'm like, oh, that's kind of big. I got the world's...
It was so small. And you were like, do you love it? And I was like, yeah, I love it. Babe, I couldn't fit my flask in it.
Babe, it was so
I couldn't.
Small.
I was one day I was trying to wear it going to the gym and I couldn't fit the water bottle and my change of clothes in it.
And you know, I think that was like 100 quid.
It looked expensive, like. I still have it in the wardrobe because I don't have the heart.
I still have it.
I don't have the heart to throw it away. But babe, this is the best present ever.
I know you were doing loads of running, but you didn't have one of these.
How hot am I going to be in it?
I know.
No, because I wanted to get... I was looking at Salomon vests for running.
They're the best ones.
But then I was like, they're very expensive.
Rihanna approved.
And as well, I'm like, will I look like an idiot in it? But I don't care.
No.
I'm leaning
see,
in.
I have no interest in running.
But the running attire.
But running attire.
They have two little flasks and the tits.
Yeah, flasks come with it then. I didn't put them in.
Brilliant. Anyway. Babe, thank you so much.
I can't wait to see it on ya.
Oh my God, I'll try it on after. It's kind of giving harness.
Yeah. You know what? I actually have no interest in running.
Yeah.
I don't really. Like my knees and stuff, I don't think could cope with the impact, etc.
Wow.
But when I'm out and if I'm in like Victoria Park and I see the lads in the running get up with the pink. Now, it's kind of basic or whatever and it's kind of Real Housewives of Clapton. But you know the pink Nike runners, you know, with a bit of a curve in the sole.
Yeah.
And they're wearing the, you know, the dad.
Yeah, the dad glasses.
Glasses.
They're all kitted out like.
They're all kitted out.
And they're really
hot.
Hard. Now, the one thing is I don't look like them when I run. I look...
No, I think we can make you look like that.
No, I look like Phoebe from Friends. I don't know what's going on. And I'm also really panty. Like, I was like, when I run past... That's what I'm most afraid of. Basically, I signed up to do the Vienna Marathon because Jose's brother and his sister-in-law is doing it. And I was like, oh, I'll do it too.
Oh, have they done it before?
Yeah. So I was like, I'll either do a full or a half. So I'm training with the hopes of doing a full, but I might do a half if I chicken
out. But, like, are you going to be running it on the day and then see the halfway point and be like, actually
yeah, there's a point in the race where you go left for the half and right for the full, and I might just go, yeah.
No, you need to decide before then.
I'll see how I'm feeling on the day. But basically, since I signed up for it, then I've been like training, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I always run on my own. I never run with people. And the other day, yeah, I was running down by the sea here, like, yeah, gorgeous little prom, and like two old fellas just ran past me, and I was so mortified I had to stop running for a second to collect myself. So what's going to happen when hundreds of people are going running past me?
But that's not what it's about.
I know, but like, as in, like, I just need to get used to people passing me out. I'm not used to people passing me out.
Have you gotten a runner's high yet?
What's that?
Apparently people will be getting pure high when they're running, or
will
something
you,
like that.
After a run you get an endorphin hit, like, yeah.
But no, apparently it's meant to be more than that.
Keep you off your head.
Like, apparently, and it carries you.
Oh, there's been a few times where you hit a wall and then you have to push. I don't want to talk about it, it's boring.
Okay, anyway, yeah.
Yeah, do you
anyway,
know what
that's
I mean?
Your gift.
Babe, honestly.
Do I have to come to Vienna to cheer you on now? Actually, I couldn't think of anything I'd rather do less. Or is
Vienna's
stunning?
Gorgeous,
oh,
babe.
My God, my friend Kevin lives there.
Tanya's coming with us. Tanya and Jose are coming to cheer me on.
Oh, so you invited Tanya?
No, she invited herself.
But she knew about the date of your marathon without you inviting her. That's funny.
That's mad. Well, I was talking.
That's mad. What running attire did Tanya get you?
Jose actually invited her when he was talking to her.
When is it?
I'm inviting you. Come cheer me on.
When is it?
And then I'll cheer you on the CrossFit Games or whatever.
When is it?
I should know that, right?
What month?
April.
Just busy. Babe, you'd want to up the training if it's April.
I know.
And I asked you today, were you going for a run? You goes, oh, I might give it a skip.
But no, I have the vest, I won't.
And you know what? There's nothing like a new bit of gear, a new bit of clobber.
Oh, babe. This
to kind
is
of
me.
Motivate
I
you.
I want to stop recording and go running now.
I hit the new year running there with the training with the CrossFit again because I'd gotten my new gym bits for Christmas. You know what I mean?
Gym, what you get?
I want to show it off. I got some just new shorts. I got new fleeces.
Gorgeous. No brand names because they didn't pay you. No span.
My mum got them, like.
We're off to a bit of a rocky start, girls, this new year because
oh, yeah.
I have the conjunctivitis. They got me, girls. They got me.
They got me, gal.
They got me, gal. You know, it's so, like, sorry, new, and I've said it before, I just wouldn't be a good ill patient. I wouldn't be inspiring anybody.
Now, in fairness, I think you're dealing with it quite well because basically, girls, we're meant to be doing a shoot today.
It's all happening at once.
You might have noticed already because presumably we'll
so
have it up.
Actually might be out by, it'll be out by now, right?
Yeah.
So we're doing a rebrand, girls.
We're doing a bit of a rebrand.
Like, I don't really want to call it a rebrand. I want to call
refresh.
It a refresh.
I've been saying refresh in my pitching.
Okay, we're doing a refresh. So, like, we're getting on the cover. We're doing artwork, rework, just a bit updating it a bit, like.
Yeah, I think it probably is linked with ego to a certain extent.
Yeah, definitely.
We kind of definitely want our faces.
Well, no, Kevin kept going to me, we need to be on the cover.
No, because as well, I'm like, people know the voices. People also need to know that we're hot. You know what I mean?
Okay, fair enough.
And as well, like, you know, you know, if you were like on public transport and you see someone listening to the podcast and they have it up on their phone screen.
Yeah.
Imagine seeing the O logo, like, which is always lovely. You get a bit of a buzz and you're like, ah, they're listening to me. No way. Oh my God.
Imagine
I'm like
your
a
face.
Secret celebrity. Imagine they have it up, but your face is on it.
Yeah, I know what
you mean?
Mean.
And then the person sitting across the way goes, oh my God. That girl has a picture of him on his phone and he's sitting next to her and she doesn't even know.
And then she mouths to you, run. She goes, get off this bus now. She's stalking you. Get off this bus right now.
So yeah, we're doing a bit of a refresh.
You're not going to notice me anywhere on the cover because I'm probably going to be covering my left eye.
So that's the thing. I was expecting you to cancel if this... Is it conjunctivitis? Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah, pink eye, like. So like basically today, after this record, we're going to a studio to shoot... Like our new press shots, because our last press shots were 5 years ago, and
I don't
look like that anymore.
No.
There's a few more wrinkles in time.
I think I was eating 2 meals a day back then.
No, but also I'm glowing. I'm like a baby.
Yeah, we were really young, weren't we?
Yeah, we've aged. Like.
The youth has dissipated.
Yeah, it has. But basically, we need an update, and then we're going to shoot.
You've way better teeth. The teeth and the old one, actually, I think, are the main reason we're doing the new
press
shots.
We're doing the refresh. But we're shooting it all today, and literally, I can't see out of my left eye. It's just because it's weeping.
It's because it's weeping. So, yeah. Like, and maybe it's because I'm an empath, but I'm kind of tearing up looking at it.
I was teaching my dance class on Tuesday, and it was like way worse than this, right?
Yeah.
And we were made dance class, and then I just saw a bit of a brown liquid fall. Stop to the
talking
floor
to me about that.
Eye. Yeah, girls, just like all I'm saying is when you're eating ass, wear goggles.
PJ,
do you know?
Or what's the other technique? Is it put a wooden spoon in your mouth?
How can you do that at the same time? No, I don't know. I think I got it on the flight back.
And you're raising awareness. Do you have conjunctivitis in your bio on your Instagram now? It might help you pick up a few more gigs.
What ribbon does conjunctivitis have? What colour? Green.
Oh, I don't want to say green. What I will say is, if it turns out that you're unhappy with the press shots today,
yeah,
we'll probably have to take new press shots again in the next few months anyway, because you'll be after changing up the hair.
No, fuck that. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to strategically pose where my eye is out of shot, my left eye.
Yeah.
And then if it is in shot, I'll just Photoshop it.
And to be fair, I never really pose with my full face to the camera anyway. I'm always kind of looking towards you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're going to be giving kind of comedy skits.
We're going to be giving...
Wait. On the shoots we serve glamour.
On the shoots we serve glamour. Do we ever tell that story?
We did. I think we did. Okay. I think we did. If not, let us know and we'll tell you the story, but I think we did.
Anyway, it's the new year. It's mad. I haven't seen you in ages.
Oh my God, girls. I had the nicest annual leave ever. When did you leave? You were gone ages, to be fair.
I was gone a month, like.
It did feel like you were gone a month.
Yeah, and to be honest, when I was over there, I felt like I was kind of living there. Because I was there for so long. So I left on the 12th of December. And girls, what a ball. I'm telling you now, everyone just needs to go away for Christmas.
Yeah, really?
Depression, really? Didn't know her.
Yeah.
I thought I was sad. It was seasonal depression. I got off the plane and the sun hit me and I goes, oh, life is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Really?
It was just so, and as well, it felt like Christmas, like on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve and stuff, right? And as well, we were a whole family. There was loads of us. There was tons of kids. It was gorgeous. It was such a laugh. I was singing Uptown Girl and karaoke at the end of the night, right? But like... in the run up, I wasn't like, oh shit, it's Christmas, I need to have this sorted.
Yeah,
I need to meet them.
All of that stress and panic.
And then the day after Christmas, I was like, Christmas was over. And I was just like, and now I'm back to my normal life. It was grand. Because I hate the whole dragged out affair.
So
you know?
Do I. Yeah, absolutely.
So I was like, I'd recommend.
No, I had a nice Christmas. Thanks for asking. But how was this being away from the cats for a prolonged period of time?
I'm actually a bit afraid to talk about traveling in general around you, because last time we planned about talking about traveling, you then jumped down my throat for saying I went to America. So I'm afraid in case I start talking now and you start attacking me again. The last time you were I was like, let's talk about America, and I said, I've been to America, you haven't, and then you wanted to beat the shit out of me.
I took an issue with your tone.
Okay.
I've nothing against yourself and himself's ventures.
Okay.
I was simply asking a question about the cats, because one thing that I have been made aware of is the cat minder wasn't paid.
No, I told you this. So right,
you didn't pay the cat minder any money. And now she's getting on to me, and I'm wondering, do I have to pay it out of our joint account for the podcast?
That's
a personal expense.
I was talking to Kevin on the phone, and I was like, obviously, we paid the cat minder like this much. And then Kevin was like, why do you keep telling me you paid her? And I was like, because I feel like you don't think I did.
No, because initially you were saying she didn't want money because she just loves cats.
No.
That's what you said. That is what you said. And you were like, oh, and she can use the kettle and stuff and she can watch TV.
No, babe. She messaged me and she says she's the fan of the pod. And I goes, do you want to live in my house for a month for free? And then she goes, yeah. And I goes, I'm not paying you though. And then she goes, all right, so. And then I goes, but when I come back, my sheets better be clean and you better fucking hoover the gaff.
Can I ask?
You have to use your fame to your advantage.
Yeah,
you
have to leverage a small bit.
Do you know what I mean?
Can I ask, when you came back into the gaff after being away for 4 weeks,
yeah,
was there any look of recognition from the cats? Was there any
moment
of
I thought that they would forget who we were.
Yeah.
But when we came in, they ran over and Happy jumped on his back and wanted me to rub his belly. And I was like, oh my God, my babies. And then
Happy did that?
Happy. And then I unchained the cat minder from the corner. And it goes, you're free to go. No, I'm only joking. She's obviously the best ever. Rocio, if you're listening, babe, I love you so much. And you are now the cat's godmother. She's the best.
Oh.
She's the best. I love her. She pure, like, she got him like scratching posts and all this stuff. Now I was like, stop buying
out of
things.
Her own pocket. She's not getting paid for the gig. Speaking of getting paid as well, speaking about getting paid as well, one thing I was thinking of that only dawned on me when we booked Jose to take the pictures for our new press shots and the new podcast artwork.
Yeah.
I'm basically just funneling money back into your wedding.
He shot every live show for free. He shot our first promo pics for free. So, shut your mouth.
Is there any mates rate?
Yeah, we're getting it.
We're getting the mates rate?
Yeah, I'm fucking him. That's how I'm getting the rate lower. Don't listen to that man.
Thank... Will we do fuck him again and get it cheaper?
I can't. I've conjunctivitis.
Why does it shag him? Can we get it down again? Call him in here.
I can't do anything. I've conjunctivitis, babe. We can't even hug each other.
Right, should we move on to the
theme?
Yeah,
let's move on to the
theme. Let's move on to the theme.
So the theme for this week is...
Ins and Outs.
Alexa, play Boom Boom Pow by Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, bop. Turn her up.
Go on, girl. Give it to us.
This really sets the scene.
Gotta get that.
Gotta get that.
Gotta get.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom. Now, how long in before they say what we want them to say?
Second verse, I'm sure.
Oh, is it second verse? Yeah. Oh, we fucked it.
Wait till now. Let's see what the first verse is. Hit the beat, the black. You can hear that bass on the low.
What?
I got that rock and roll.
What?
The future flow. The digital fitness level. Something.
Oh my God, you kind of know it
boom,
though.
Boom, boom. Wait a minute. Does she come in next?
Boom, boom, pow. This chicken's jacking my style. They try to copy my swagger. I'm on the next shit now. I'm so 2000 and late.
You so 2000 and late.
Oh, I got it mixed up.
Okay. Stop it.
Gotta get it now. Alexa, stop.
What is it? I'm so
3008, you so 2008, isn't it?
Iconic.
That's why we picked
it. That's why we picked the song.
Ahead of our time, Fergie, as always.
Also, I'll never forget the day when I realised that Will I Am was just William. It just spells William.
What?
Will I Am is just William. That's his name, like. His name's William.
Is that it?
William, Will I Am.
No, sorry. Can I ask you, babe, just clarify for me and just have a think about it. Are you telling me his name is William and he just decided to change it to Will I Am?
Yeah.
Or have you just noticed that it actually spells the word
William? No, his name's William and then he made it Will I Am.
Is this fact, babe? Or did you just pull this out of your arse?
It's fact from back in the day. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Also, Boom Boom Pow was one of the first songs I performed hip-hop choreography to in public.
Oh my God. Where?
So I was doing my hip-hop in my room, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was going to this hip-hop dance
class. My hip-hop in the room.
I was going to this hip-hop dance class.
Karate Club?
No, in
Flavor Flores.
Fucking Crane.
Fucking Crane.
Claire Hattie.
Yeah.
But she was out that day and her friend Lisa was covering. And then I was after preparing a routine to Boom Boom Pow, but I wanted to record it in the studio to put on YouTube, right? So at the end of the class, I went up to her and she was like, I was like, thanks so much for class. She was like, great. And she was trying to leave. Obviously, she was just teaching us and leaving. Like, we were loads of kids. I goes, do you mind if I plug in my phone and record a video before we go? And then I went ham, like full blown, like, and it went on for like a minute and a half.
No.
So she recorded me because obviously she's the teacher. She couldn't be like, no, you loser.
And then I'm off the clock.
And then I always remember after a minute and a half, I goes, thanks so much. She goes, here. And then just left. And I was like, and
was
I
it not good?
It was amazing.
And you put it on YouTube?
I put it on YouTube.
Did you take it down?
Yeah, obviously.
You take everything down.
Digital footprint, girls.
But you're meant to leave it up, you Aegis.
I know.
You know, I came to the stark realization over Christmas that The Voice UK is still running. Who in the world is still watching The Voice UK?
Who's judging now? Rita Ora?
No, she's on The Masked Singer, I think.
Okay.
Which is still being watched. And it's just a crazy concept for a show. But then I get drawn in when I'm home and when you're just sat down watching telly.
I always want to know who's behind the mask.
You do always want to know who's behind the mask.
Yeah.
Who's judging it? So there's Ollie Murs, Tom Jones, your gal.
Ariana Grande?
No. No, what's the
you
one?
You can't say my gal and not expect me to say Ariana Grande.
What's her name? Anne-Marie.
Oh, my bestie.
Your bestie, Anne-Marie.
My bestie.
And yeah. Will.
And Will.
It's just all a bit random, isn't it?
It's just the fact that, like, I'm not seeing anyone come out of it.
But that's the thing. I don't think anyone has really...
Like, if they win The Voice, do they bring out a single? Like,
what's your one name? Becky Hill. Is she The Voice?
She's not, is she?
I think she's a product of The Voice.
Oh, really?
I've seen her too much. Becky Hill, if you're listening, will you ever tell me where you live? So that I can avoid the area. Because it's gotten to the point where I'm seeing her too often.
As in London? Just
yeah,
walking
she's
down
living
the
east. And then I saw her at City Airport. And I was over by the perfumes, right?
Yeah.
And I think I'd seen her that weekend and I was flying that week. And she was walking her dog, so I'd like passed her. And like, you know, she's Becky Hill.
Yeah.
I'm Kevin Toomey. But you know,
where,
I was walking
London?
Past her and obviously there was an awareness there when we made eye contact. She's probably thinking, oh, he recognises me.
Okay, I'm Becky Hill. Yeah.
But I was thinking, oh, does she recognise me?
I'm Kevin Toomey.
Anyway, so there was a bit of that. Then that week, now... If she was listening to this, she would be like, who is this fucking freak? I don't know what's going on here. But we were at London City Airport and I was just catching a quick flight.
You and Becky.
Myself and Bex and Kevin Bex. And I was over just like in the cosmetics, in the boots or whatever it was. And she was over there and she was like spraying on a perfume. I think she was just getting some free bits. Anyway... But anyway, I kind of turned around and I was kind of like, oh, it's Becky Hill again. We kind of made eye contact again. And I'm seeing her too often. I've seen her now, I'd say, in the last 12 months, I've seen her 12 times.
If you took me outside the back of this apartment, that veranda, put a gun to my head, showed me three pictures of three different women and goes, pick Becky Hill, my brain would be splattered all over the floor. How do you know what she looks like?
Do you ever see when she was doing, she was inside in BBC and she was like on the radio.
No.
And they do this like.
And how do you know what she looks like from the radio?
They put up a clip for Social Ages.
Oh, okay.
And as well, she was on The Voice.
Okay,
I think.
No, I really don't know.
She check, was
like.
She on The Voice
what
there?
What does she look like, Becky Hill?
She's very pretty. And she's a queer girlie.
I know she, is it? Is she?
Yeah.
I don't know why in my head, does she say in her songs, is Becky Hill?
No, she does not. No, I know what you mean. There's like the likes of like Ava Max, Becky Hill and Bebe Rexha are all kind of the same girly in my head.
Oh my god, I knows her face.
But also, babe, she's some pair of lungs.
I thought she was Latina.
No, she's just an East London girly.
What's Becky? What
but
Becky
she does
am
the,
I
you know the song
of?
When we disconnect.
No. No, I don't. Becky G, I'm on about. I was on about Becky G. I thought you were on about her. And I was like, what's Becky G doing in London City Airport? I thought you were on about Becky. Do you know Becky G? Do you know she sings that song?
Yeah, she's the Latina.
Yeah. Anyway, Becky Hill, if you're listening, more power to you.
Becky Hill, if you're listening, we just start walking a different route. Because I kind of do the same route, and we know me, I love routine.
Okay.
I walk,
you can't
I shouldn't be telling
this.
Everyone where I'm going, because they'll probably try and come out and see me.
Babe, no.
If you're trying to find me, try and find Becky Hill first, it'll be easier, and you're sure to bump into me.
And you'll be next to her.
You'll see me en route.
Is this kind of cringe that we're doing a theme on ins and outs?
No, because I think it's
like doing a theme on X, but whatever, we're
is
rolling
it a bit
with
that. Okay, I did have that thought as well at one point.
But my first out is ins and out lists. Let's just get that on the table.
I actually think they're a great piece of information about the person who's posting them. You can gain a lot of insight about a person by their ins and outs. Because some people kind of get it.
I also think it's a good litmus test for where we're at as a society.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, what is in and out? You know what I mean?
Completely. Like, Jordan Firstman does a good ins and outs list.
Yeah. Do you see, what's that called?
Rotting in the Sun.
Yeah, do you see it?
Yeah, did you
what
see
do you
it?
Think?
It held my attention for the whole thing.
That's the bare minimum.
No, that's rare for a movie these days for me. That's rare for a movie.
Did you like the film? Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
No, I'll always watch a whole movie. I'm
but
not
you didn't
gonna give
scroll
up.
On your phone.
But I didn't scroll on my phone. I wasn't expecting any of it. And also, I can compare it to any movie I've seen before, which I really liked.
It held your attention because there was dick in every five minutes.
Full on, like,
no,
gay
I did
porn.
Think it was very good. And I agree.
To be fair, I actually did like it.
There was nothing like it. There's nothing like it.
Okay, can I be honest? Whilst watching it, I thought I wasn't enjoying it. And then after, I actually realised that I did resonate with it and I did enjoy it.
There's probably a learning for life in that.
Yeah, maybe there is. Like, just because I think it was so far left.
Yeah.
And because I wasn't expecting it, I was thinking that I wasn't enjoying it. But actually, I've spoken about it to people and I've read a few reviews.
I had a kind of similar experience. I was watching it just to be like, oh yeah, I saw it and I don't know about it.
And it's an indie movie.
Yeah, did I like it or not?
Shout out to Mubi.
Shout out to Mubi, girlies. Thank you for the free membership.
Thank you for the free membership.
And the tote. I wear the tote around Dublin.
The tote's kind of cunt.
All the queer kids give me a little salute.
They love it.
Should we get into the ins and outs?
Yeah.
Are we going to start with ins or outs?
Well, you already hit us with an out.
I hit us, my ins and outs lists are out.
Yeah, so we're going to continue with outs.
Yeah, go on, so.
Okay, I said, and again, sticking to what we've just been talking about, movies that are greater than 119 minutes.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
That, like, TikTok has rotted all our brains with short attention spans. People are being diagnosed with ADHD left, right and centre, which is great that they're finally getting a diagnosis. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But stop making movies that are too long. There's no need for it.
Yeah, there's no need.
And also, I think it's self-indulgent.
Yeah.
There's a reason you have a whole fucking team and, like, editors.
Cut things.
Well, cut it out. I know you might be like, oh, this scene is so perfect. It's not. Get rid of it.
No.
Make it snappy.
We need to take a leaf out of that book for the podcast. We could cut it. We could shave 10 minutes off each episode.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So pot kettle.
But we're aware.
Yeah.
I think the directors aren't.
Okay, brilliant. We're aware that we're being self-indulgent.
And that's the difference.
Okay. One of my outs is a bit controversial.
Yeah.
Oat milk. Oat milk supremacy. She's gone.
I know. Is it time for a new girl?
It's time for a new girl on the block.
Who is she?
I'm proposing.
Who? If you say...
Pistachio. Pistachio milk. Pistachio milk is going to be the words on every it girl's lips this year.
Where is she?
Pistachio milk latte.
Where is she? Is this a Philippines thing?
No. I have a feeling.
But are they doing it yet? No. Is there pistachio milk?
No. But girls take note, write it down.
What about all those TikToks being like, oat milk is actually so bad for you.
Yeah, but like that always happens in like the thing. It's like it spikes your glucose levels or whatever. Now, I still enjoy oat milk and I'll still have it in my rotation. I like a soy milk, but I just don't like it's very bad for the planet, isn't it? Because it like the way they harvest the soy and stuff.
But it's probably to be said for everything these days.
I just think variety of milks. No more like has to be oat milk. No more making oat milk your personality.
Yeah.
Like we need to, like it's a very, we're self-reflecting.
Right, another out.
Yeah.
And I had posted these on my Instagram right around New Year's.
Okay.
But it's good because I'm finally getting to explain them because I just posted them and left. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I left the girls wondering.
Okay.
But this one received a bit of backlash. Deodorant is out.
Why?
Full stop.
No deodorant's
in. No, give me a bear pit.
You just like to lick the pits.
And we're moving on.
No, but like, what's in is Mitchum deodorant. It's the best deodorant ever.
Stop going on about Mitchum deodorant.
Roll on Mitchum. For free. But women.
Oh,
women's
really?
One. The women's one. Smell my armpit.
Yeah, that's kind of hard.
Isn't it lovely?
That's
now,
nice.
The one thing I would say...
Is it sticky then a bit?
No, not sticky.
Not sticky.
And as well, you can use it as chub rub as well for the thighs.
But see, my thing is, in the off chance, if you were like out walking and you fell into a lad's armpit, do you want to be licking?
Yeah, but then everyone's too smelly, like... Imagine being on public transport and no one's wearing deodorant.
But is it we've just conditioned ourselves to believe it's no, because you were smelly for that period in London when you didn't wear deodorant.
I did wear natural deodorant.
Okay, so
and
what's
it was
next
manky.
On your outlist?
My next one is people who have conversations with themselves on TikTok, right? Let me explain, right? So like they'd be like, Do you know what I mean?
Oh like, my god!
So on one video, they'd be like,
people who have a two person dialogue, yeah. But it's just themselves.
People who have a two person, yeah. So it'd be like, if let's take marriage equality for example. Someone would go, so you don't believe in marriage equality, and then someone would be like, then it would cut to them in a different costume, being like, no, I don't believe in marriage equality, and then they'd have a argument with themselves where obviously they would win the argument because they're orchestrating. The back and forth because it's themselves and people.
Wait,
want
so are you saying you're not for marriage equality?
No, no, but like I'm like no, but it's in like basically they're it's kind of dangerous because they're like having a debate with themselves where the viewer is kind of lulled into the sense of like they're getting a point across. That's the right point.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I haven't really thought about it like that.
Yeah,
because I mean. I know sometimes it is used, you're right, in that context of like
political,
you know,
shit.
Political stuff.
But sometimes it's also used for like stupid shit as well. Like.
Stupid shit as well. I thought you were referring to people pretending there's another person there.
Oh, well, that's also.
Well, that's also out.
No, this.
Look, if you don't have a co-host for your podcast,
don't do one.
Don't pretend there's someone there. Because the thing is. We're all not just like slightly aware or questioning it if there's someone there. We're hyper aware of it.
We know.
Sorry, but it has to be safe.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
No, but do we love it? So I'm like, it's
I need the person that we're on about to keep doing it.
It's
so funny. I send them to you all the time. but the two-way conversation thing needs to stop.
Yeah. Preaching the Bible at Stratford Station. Self-explanatory.
They're not still doing that.
They're still doing it and they're worse than ever. Also... ideally, in my fantasy world, you wouldn't be doing it, right? Or you could do it, but you would just hand out copies of the Bible. There's always people handing out copies of the Quran. They're not shouting and roaring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's always the Christians who are roaring the word of God and telling me about hell and all the rest of it. And I'm like, just hand out the Bibles. Or like, say, oh, would you like a chat? You know, there's some people who do that.
Or make it, put on a show.
At the bare minimum, can I request this if you're listening, right? Because I do feel like a lot of the preachers at Stratford Station do listen to us.
One or two songs from Sister Act the Musical.
Invest in decent microphones.
Okay, yeah.
Some of them are going around with, and I don't think they realise this, they're going around with like toy microphones that they've got in Argos that like, you know, make the voice bellow.
Yeah. If God was real, he would have gifted you a good audio setup.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know what I mean?
Look, and it's that whole thing of like, God can only help you so much.
Yeah. The devil is in those speakers.
Exactly. So you better change it up quick.
Do you know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
I have two quick fire outs, right?
Yeah, give them to me.
We can brush over them. Raw tomatoes, for obvious reasons, they're manky, right? No one's eating raw tomatoes.
What about sun-dried?
Sun-dried is grand. They're dried. Like just raw, like ones that pop and all the juice goes into your mouth like an unexpected like rush of moist disgustingness.
I did a lovely meal for myself the other night. You know the way at the start of the year I like to try out new recipes for all of about 2 weeks?
Yeah.
An orzo dish.
Yeah, orzo, lovely.
Now I was Nigella. 50 years looking for it. Here I was down the rice aisle for ages.
But then you realise she's a pasta.
She's a pasta?
She's a pasta.
Never knew it. Imagine me finding out at 30 that orzo's a pasta.
She's a pasta disguised as rice, girls.
But you know, I'd never had it in my life. I'd never had orzo.
Really? You have? I made you orzo before. You thought it was rice, didn't you?
I thought that was rice. Oh my God.
Go on.
Anyway, but I started off by using a load of tomatoes.
Yeah, but you cooked them like...
I just wanted to tell you I cooked a new dish.
Okay, well, I'm proud of you.
I just wanted to sound very fancy with my orzo.
I can't wait for you to make me the orzo. The last of my outs, and I don't want this to be an out.
Well,
but I think we've reached the peak of it, is bows.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I was wondering, are Bows in or out actually this year? I was thinking, do we have to do Bows with a twist?
I think, like, so basically, I think we're at peak Bow mania.
Yeah.
I love Bows.
I love Bows too.
They're fun. They're a nice way to tie a knot. You know what I mean?
I did the Bows, remember the outfit that I wore for the Sellers on my nipples?
Yeah, they're feminine, like. I love the divine feminine of it all, right?
But I love a humongous bow at the back of a dress.
At the back of someone's hair.
Or at the back of someone's hair. And like, so why are they gone, baby?
Because I just think the trend cycle is going to spit it out soon. So like, if you in the early 2000s, bows were all the rage.
Yeah.
They were so big that Lindsay Kirby, my sister, got a big tattoo of a bow on her ankle. And I never let her forget it. So she's
just a bow.
Just a bow. Nothing else. Just a big bow, right? And then,
what does it symbolise?
Nothing.
There's lots of twists and turns in life.
In life. And
but you can still look pretty.
Yeah. Then the bows went out of fashion. So then she just had a bow on her ankle. Like, and everyone was like, why do you have a bow? And now they're coming back. But now there's bows on everything now. There's bows on pints of Guinness.
Oh, is there?
There's
bows. How'd you put a bow on a pint of Guinness?
They just bring ribbon and you just tie a bow around it.
Around the glass?
Yeah.
No.
It looks really cute.
Oh, does it look
cute? It's even coquette-like.
I'm glad that I've heard your take on it.
Yeah.
You know? It's not going to affect my life too much. It's not going to impact me too much.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that I'm aware of your views.
No, Jojo is going to send me a cease and desist.
My last few outs. Calling people. You know I'm not a fan.
Yeah, but babe, it's so much easier. No,
don't bother. It's not. Just stop calling me.
And it's
stop calling me.
Okay.
Don't wanna.
I don't agree with that one.
The only person who can call me is my mum.
Okay.
And it's nothing personal. Look,
I know.
I sat next to my best friend. He doesn't call me. He knows not to call me. I'm busy.
You're not, like.
I'm busy. But the thing is, I believe time is our most valuable resource, right? If someone is to call you unannounced, it might just be like a quick, you know, call to catch them up on something, ask how they are, or to, like, you know, to tell you some news. The call is going to last for an indefinite period of time. I don't know when normal life can resume. And that's anxiety inducing for me. Okay. I've a day to do. I'm already struggling to balance work life.
Yeah.
Going to the gym. My social life. Cooking. Cleaning. Imagine how much my time is going to be stretched when I'm an uncle, etc. Send me a text. And then I'll deduce, based off of that text or voice note, whether it warrants a call. Typically it doesn't.
I completely disagree. I think texts are way more anxiety inducing than a call.
No.
Because if someone just rings me, we have a little kiki, we have a little chat, then I'm like, oh my God, wasn't that lovely? And then I don't have to think about responding to them. If someone texts me, it's always in my head, okay, I have to respond to that text, I have to respond to that text. When am I going to respond to that text? And I just never end up doing it.
But that's something you've created in your head, right? We live in this urgency culture, right?
Yeah.
Before, if someone wanted to get a hold of someone,
they'd send a letter.
They'd have to send a letter and might hear back in 2 to 3 working days.
Yeah.
I don't know, however quickly your postman was able to run up and down
the
road.
Pigeon can fly.
You know, whereas nowadays we get a text. You don't have to answer that straight away. You know what I mean? There's just this anxiety in your head that you do.
I know what you
mean. Same way, you don't know what's going on in my day. So, like, how are you to be able to gauge whether I can actually dedicate 40 minutes to a call? Anyway, it's my house.
Yeah, okay, right.
Look.
Ring me if you want to, don't ring Kevin.
No, but I don't... Do I want some people ringing me?
I don't want to be left out either.
I don't want to be left out.
So one of my ins is updating your mam about who has died in the area before she finds out. So set those RIP.ie notifications, girls.
Great.
Imagine.
Flip it on its face.
Imagine the look on your mam's face if she rings you and she goes, "Hi, how are you?" And you go, "I'm just telling you now, girl. Did you hear about Tracy up the road?"
If you're the one to bring
If you're the one to bring the news.
If you're the Grim Reaper.
I think, actually be careful, because I think it might cause an aneurysm.
Yeah, I think our mams could combust.
Yeah, they could malfunction if you're the one delivering the grief. You know what I mean? But I do think it would be fun.
Yeah.
So that's one of my ins.
I love that. That's a great one, actually. My in, mouth taping.
Yeah. You were doing it with masking tape.
I was doing it originally because I didn't have the proper mouth tape.
You were like someone who was being kidnapped.
No, I was actually that's the funniest thing, right? At one point, right, when I started doing it first, because I have a mustache as well, right? Yeah. The masking tape wasn't sticking, so I actually started taping my mouth with like not duct tape, but it was like black tape.
Like,
right?
Like you would use to kidnap somebody.
Probably like the one you would use to kidnap somebody, right? So I was putting it over my mouth, right? But then I also sleep with like a black blindfold. Or not a blindfold. it's not a blindfold. What are they called? An eye mask. A blindfold. Right? And I, you know what? When the first night I had it on, I was thinking, oh my God, if someone did come into my room, right, to try and kidnap me, we'll say, and I was just, because the thing is,
Half the job is done.
I was like, they probably think they're after walking into a catacomb or something like that because I'm just lying still in my bed, mouth taped. Now, I don't know what the catacombs were like, but and eyes covered. But it actually has been good for me, the mouth taping, since I got the proper tape.
Really?
So I've been using this stuff called myotape.
Yeah.
Right? The main reason I'm doing it is for aesthetics, because I saw photos of someone who does mouth breathing at night, and this is the way their face looks.
Well, babe.
And then the person who does nasal breathing looks like this.
Shut up.
What?
Just because their chin is weak. Like, if I'm doing, I'll go, okay.
You're definitely a mouth breather, that's all I'll say.
But if I was like taking the before picture, I just sink my chin back, and then they go, okay, now PJ, we're going to take the after mouth taping picture, stick your chin forward.
No, these are just like randomers online.
So I must be right. To be honest,
it's not causing me any harm.
I wake up sometimes with a sore throat. I think I'm going to try it.
Can I just say, so I notoriously would wake up most mornings with a bit of an itch in my throat. Look, again, there could be other factors playing into this, and I feel like I have been having more restful sleeps.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, things like my diet and, like, you know, me just starting off the new year and maybe looking after myself a bit better could be playing into that as well, right? So I'm not saying it's that the mouth taping is solely responsible.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, since I've been doing it, I have noticed an improvement in my throat in the morning.
Okay.
How it is. You know what I mean? Because your mouth just stays closed the whole night. And they say when it comes to exercise and stuff, like, to improve performance, like, it's way better to...
Okay.
Like, do nasal breathing.
Okay,
anyway,
so mouth breathing is in.
Mouth breathing. No, mouth taping is in.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. Mouth breathing is out.
Yeah, mouth taping is in.
One of my next ins is saying mama needs her juice for non-beverage related activities.
Brilliant. You were kind of already doing that towards the latter half of last year.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if, like, someone's saying, like...
What? Like, if you were like to Jose, oh, one out of six tonight, and he was like, I don't know, do you? And he goes, well, mama needs her juice.
Mama needs her juice, you know what I mean? Or like, I'd be like, oh, Jesus, it's so dull, let's go on a holiday. And then you're like, oh, no, mama needs her juice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love it. Can, like, I just say, I love this, my favourite so far.
Do you know, like when I was going to the doctor to get treated for my conjunctivitis and I needed antibiotic drops, I went in and I goes, doc, mama needs her juice.
Mama needs her juice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Use them whenever you want, girls.
In the same vein, I have saying, give mummy a kiss when taking your first sip of a glass of wine.
Brilliant.
But I've also extended it kind of to most beverages.
Stunning.
Yeah, but kind of most kind of like campy beverages.
One of my ins is related to that, and it's having a cup of herbal tea and pushing your sleeves over your hands, holding it in two hands, taking a sip, right?
Yeah.
And then going, that's in for me.
I actually like that one as well.
It's like obnoxiously like herbal teeing.
Yeah, like you're in an advert.
Yeah, being so obnoxious that Puck of Tea want to
sponsor you. Or do some kind of a reel on their great.
Another in, showbiz in general.
Yeah, showbiz is never out.
But like...
showbiz has always been in.
But like everything being showbiz.
Showbiz.
Like,
and the people who are showbiz.
Yeah. Like
showbiz people.
Yeah, they're showbiz.
And using that showbiz as an excuse.
As everything. Yeah.
That's like, what it is.
Yeah, sorry I was late. That's showbiz.
And that's showbiz.
Yeah.
You know, or we'll say, you know, you were meant to collect Finn from the school.
Yeah.
And you never showed up.
And he got
kidnapped.
And
then Elaine rings you and she's like, you were meant to collect Finn. And you're like,
he's
sorry,
I couldn't. He's been kidnapped. And I go, sorry, that's showbiz.
That's showbiz.
Like, I'm at a funeral. I go up, sorry for your loss, but that's showbiz. But
that's showbiz.
You know?
Yeah. Oh my God, babe. Babe, you're coming in with some great ins. My one is another line of dialogue, right? And it's saying, such a good boy to male dog owners that you might see in the park. And then following it up with, ooh, and you have a dog.
Brilliant. I love
you
it.
You know?
Yeah, I love it.
Because in that scenario,
they're the good boy.
I was saying, such a good boy to the male dog.
And
owner.
Then you lick their armpits. another one of my... these are linked as well. My two more ins of mine are bartering and trading.
Bartering was in last year for you.
Really?
Yeah, you said bartering last year, I think.
And trading services.
Yeah.
So like, you scratch my back, I scratch yours kind of situation.
Absolutely.
Like, no money, just vibes and an exchange of goods. Like, yeah. I'll give you a banana bread, you cure yeah. my sciatica. You know what I yeah. mean?
And you know what? Like, skill swaps.
Skills, yeah. Like,
I want to become
about.
A DJ. If someone wants to teach me how to become a DJ, I don't know. What was my...
Teach you how to do a podcast.
Yeah. You oh, no, my, come on, I have more than that.
You can do a hitch kick into a into
hitch
a
kick
death
into
drop.
A death drop.
Yeah.
And a nip up.
Yeah.
No, are they going to want to do that? That's very specific. What else could I do?
Yeah, but that's what you want. You want specific niche needs.
If you didn't know how to do Sudokus, I could teach you them. You could learn that online. Oh God, I don't really have any transferable skills.
You do. Come on now. Come on, let's think.
Oh God.
Worker room, hunty mama. You teach me how to DJ, I'll teach you how to work a room.
I
babe.
Can teach you how to do a headstand for people doing yoga who are wanting to get to
Everyone
yoga.
Everyone can do a headstand.
They can't really.
They can. A lot Except of people babies because actually... their crown hasn't developed.
Okay.
You need to anyway, you need to learn that before you become an uncle. Don't try and make that child do a headstand.
Bartering, skill swapping, and service swapping all in.
Yeah, all in. And money is out.
Money's out, absolutely.
Yeah. And like cash and like any exchanging money for goods is out. We're exchanging goods for goods and services for services.
Like, what's it called? Burning Man.
Yeah.
Isn't that the story with Burning Man? Is that you can't pay for stuff or something
and
like that?
Let's just watch Eddie Hobbs crumble.
We've already seen the decline of Eddie Hobbs.
I don't know. I haven't heard of him since the Celtic Tiger. Did they not freeze
he
him?
He actually was the Celtic Tiger.
Did they not put him into a freezer afterwards and goes, we'll defrost you in a few years?
Okay, lastly on mine, let me see if there's doing the lotto. I haven't done it yet, but I was thinking, is this the year I start doing the lotto? Oh. Look, somebody has to win it. If you're not in it, you can't win.
So gambling's in for you?
Not really gambling as such, because that's kind of petty gambling, isn't it?
Well, lotto, like, it's gambling.
Lotto. But you know what? Not just doing the lotto, but localised lotto.
Like at the bingo hall?
Not so much the bingo hall, but like sometimes, and they might be a bit of a farce, but like, you know, like some Facebook groups would be like, you know, pay a tenner and you can
scheme.
Win this house.
That's a pyramid
scheme. No. There's a fella, Joe, my housemate's doing it. There's a fella doing them in Belfast and your odds of winning are way better. Now will be obviously a lower sum.
Babe, I'm not condoning, listeners of the podcast, I'm not condoning whatever Kevin's saying.
New bed clothes, which I already... did. I got some new bedclothes out of the air, but you know what? Textured white. Do you know the textured white cotton bedclothes? No, I got them half price.
But also...
They're so expensive.
I had white bedclothes too, and it's just like the stains. Like.
They got the stains, yeah.
Do you know, especially...
But now I don't have any drool stains anymore because I'm not drooling.
Oh, okay.
That's
so
the biggest
okay.
thing from the mouth taping.
Another thing in dressing like a granddad.
Love.
Yeah. Do, like what? Like people just... Like cardigans are in... Ties, yeah. shorts.
Yeah, all those bits.
Like orthodox, like orthopedic shoes.
Orthopedic shoes.
Do you know? We're looking after our Achilles heel in 2024.
Okay, I wasn't expecting that one from you. Now, are you ever going to engage in it?
I do dress like a granddad.
No, you dress more like a nanny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Potato, potato.
Potato, potato. Okay. Weekly shops is my last one there on that list. There's also being
what
verse.
What do you mean? Have you not been doing a weekly shop?
No, I do. I'd pop to the supermarket kind of daily because it's 2 minutes from my house.
Okay.
But then you know what I realise? And one thing they don't tell you, right, when you're growing up, adults forget to mention the fact that you will actually spend most of your adult life in a supermarket.
Yeah.
We spend so much time in supermarkets.
Well, I don't because I do a weekly shop.
Right.
But then you always forget something.
You always forget something and you always need bits. Like, I've even been guilty before, like... Actually, quite frequently, I will get bits in the morning.
Yeah.
And then come dinner, I'll actually need bits again. And like, you can't buy your meat for the week.
But sometimes I like going to supermarkets.
So that's the other thing. So basically, this was in my inn, weekly shops.
Yeah.
And I did it for the first week. And I realised I didn't like it.
Didn't.
As in, I liked it for the first few days. I was like, this is brilliant. Yeah. I set foot in the supermarket. I'm fighting the system here.
Yeah.
Down with capitalism.
But then you missed it.
Then I was like, oh, but I love to go for a bit of a mooch in the supermarket.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
I like going into fancy supermarkets, but then doing my weekly shopping little.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Making mundane things fun, e.g. pencil bollards at schools.
Okay.
So, like, why aren't more things like that? Like, you know, when you're by a school, they have the bollards outside the school, a little pencil sticking out of the floor. Why aren't, like...
I know what they are, yeah.
But why don't we do other things? Like, why aren't bus stops, like big couches that everyone can sit on? Or, like, why aren't we making fun things?
Yeah, but it's that whole thing of, like, the destruction of design to make things cheaper, you know what
okay.
I mean? Like, you know, the way that lampposts used to be gorgeous.
Yeah, like, make them,
you know, like,
them
gorgeous oil lampposts that you have in Phoenix Park, and now they're these just, like, straight
shitty
things
ones,
with a bit of a head.
Yeah.
You know
and they're
what I mean?
Trying to fucking tear down Stephen's Green and rebuild it, that, and it makes it look like a car park.
You know, things like that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the way banisters used to be, like, gorgeously ornate, with like twists, and people used to do them on like
obviously I'm here for ornate things as well. I'm talking fun. I want things to be fun and quirky, like pencils.
Is that a bit the hat?
Yeah, pencils.
But do we want to be living
like
the Dr. Seuss book?
I want to see you walk past a bollard outside a school that is a pencil
and not smile. Yeah, that is true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that is true.
Like a zebra crossing, but it's real zebra print, zebra skin. You know what I mean? We've skinned zebras.
You get on a zebra at one end.
Yeah.
You're up on his back.
A zebra crossing.
It trots you over.
A zebra crossing, but you have to mount a zebra to get across.
Or you know what? Because in the grand scheme of things, right? And I love the ambition.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much achievable. But what about a day in the year where we did all this?
But then what we do with the bits then afterwards?
Okay, so every country will have a different day, then you can pass them to the next country.
Okay, brilliant.
Or we could do a week.
I just think it'd be more fun, like.
Yeah, more fun. I'm all for having fun, you know me.
Yeah. Last one, skinny scarves. Like really tiny ones of Andronic.
Ooh.
Like think Keira Knightley, Love Actually, skinny scarves.
Yes, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's it for me.
Oh, I love that. Do I have any other ones there? Oh, yeah, this one, and maybe people can inform me. Moonlighting. I don't really understand the full scope of it.
It's having another job after you finish your first one at night time.
Is that it?
Yeah, so like...
Oh, I don't want that.
So if you're a doctor and then you moonlight as a stripper, like you go straight from the hospital to the strip club.
Oh, no.
Which would be a brilliant film.
I thought it was... I thought you could...
Dr. Tease.
I thought you could... is it like working for the man? Like working for the boss man, right?
Yeah.
But then doing your side hustle on their time.
No.
Oh, that's what I wanted to do.
No.
I wanted to kill two birds and make more money.
Okay.
Like, now, you're my boss and I'm doing the work.
Yeah, I was
just
about to say, the only person you'd be sticking it to is me, because, like...
Also, you know what? I just like the term.
Moonlighting,
And I wanted to put in my ins and outs so people thought that I knew what moonlighting was, even though I didn't.
Why don't we take that and turn it into another one of our turn of phrases for this year? And if someone goes to us, like, say, now if I just made a drink and someone goes, oh, that's gorgeous, I go, oh, I moonlight as a barman.
I love that.
Or, like, if you held the door open for someone...
Yeah.
And someone goes, oh, thanks. You go, oh, thanks. I moonlight as a doorman.
Or I was going to say, as a knight.
In shining armor.
Because it's chivalry.
Chivalry. Okay, yeah.
That's a bit better, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean?
I love that.
So let's do that one.
Yeah, or something being like, oh my God. Oh my God, you look really cool. And you go, yeah.
I moonlight as a stylist.
Or something like that.
No, like, be more specific. I moonlight as Anna Wintour.
Yeah, I love it. Oh my God, yeah, that's in. That wraps it up, does it?
That wraps it up, girls.
First episode back.
First back. Girls, light several candles, because if I'm talking to you in the next episode and I still have this fucking conjunctivitis, I'm going to be crying. But also, you know what? There's no learning, is there? From having a conjunctivitis.
Just don't be eating your boyfriend's ass when he's farting or whatever.
I didn't do that. I got it on the plane back from the Philippines.
How do you know?
Because I was like this.
Why is his eye fine?
Right, I'm going to try on this vest and go for a jog.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
No,
well, I want you to try it on for me, yeah.
Yeah, I'll try it on for
right.
you.
Right, anyway, girlies, thanks so much for tuning back in. Oh, my God, you know what? 5-year anniversary coming up.
Yeah, we're going to do something for it.
Next month, 5-year anniversary. Will we have a dinner?
Or do a tour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, girlies
love you.
Take care.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.